This is the Kali Gayatri. So let's begin to recite her meditation and her Gayatri mantra.
Om Mahakali Yagi Chavidmahe Smashan Basinyai Chadimahe Tannokali Prachodaya.
Increase. The sound of her voice is dreadfully fearful. She has loose hair and four arms. She who takes away the darkness of divine ability, or bearing the divine gift, displaying the garland of heads of impure thoughts. So here she's made a mala of all the voices that are chattering in our mind, all the impurities of the mind. She gives them a personality and then cuts off their head. Makes a mala. And she wears the garland of our perplexity. In her lower left hand is the recently severed head of the ego. In the upper left hand, which is raised, is the sword. With her lower right hand, she grants fearlessness. And with her upper right, she gives blessings. So remember, fearlessness, abhoydan, fearlessness, and blessing, bordhan. She shines like a big dark cloud, and she is clothed in space. Naked, without any covering. From her neck dangles the garland of heads dripping the blood of attachment from their severed necks. Her two ears are adorned with ring-shaped ornaments. Her body is withered like a corpse, just about like Sri Ma. Her large protruding teeth are extremely terrifying to the ego, and her large upraised breasts overflowing. She wears a girdle made from the severed arms of the corpses of impurity that she has slain. Her face is filled with laughter. Pouring forth from the throats she has cut comes a torrent of blood, the life of all passion in a glistening river. So here she's cut down all the demons that perplex us, and like a river of passion, she's taken all the blood. Extremely frightful to egos, and greatly terrifying is this resident of the cremation ground. This young woman with a figure like an ascetic's begging bowl, it's sort of like an hourglass shape, with three eyes, pervading the self, and filling up everywhere unattached, she is resting with ease on the corpse-like form of Mahadev, the great lord of all, standing upon his heart. So here we have Shiva as consciousness, the witness of the actions of nature. Nature is dancing on the stage of consciousness. Consciousness is the witness of the dance of nature. He's not the actor. Shiva, that means the divine mother, the energy of infinite goodness, Kali, emits a dreadful roar which pervades the four directions, and Mahakal, the great time, which is Shiva, equally reverses or sends it back with the greatest of delight. If one contemplates Kali, the remover of darkness, in this way, with her face of radiant beauty giving pleasure, and its wide expansive smile, one will become prosperous and fulfill all desires. The cause which moves the subtle body to the infinite perfection and beyond. Kring, cut the ego. Cut the ego. Maya, Maya, O goddess who removes all darkness. The cause which moves the subtle body to the infinite perfection and beyond. Cut the ego. Cut the ego. Maya, Maya, I am one with God. Do you have questions about how she looks? Yes, please.
What's the significance behind the withered form?
If she's clothed in space, which means there's no way to measure her immensity. And her form is subtle, extremely small. So even though she fills up all the directions, she looks very withered and very subtle and very small. So she's the smaller than the smallest and greater than the greatest. And this is what her form is depicting to us. Please.
Could you expand a bit on the verse that begins with Shiva, the energy of infinite goodness, Kali emits a dreadful roar?
Yes, Shiva, of course, is the divine mother, the feminine form of Shiva. Shiva emits this dreadful roar, which sends fear into all the asuras, into all the egos. All the egos are totally perplexed by the dreadful roar of the divine mother. And Shiva, the infinite consciousness, is so delighted to hear her roar, he sends it back to her. It's like that verse in the Lalita Trishati. It says Shiva and Shakti revolve around each other mutually and reciprocally. Who understands this understands what is a chakra. Chakra is a center of energy. Chakra is the revolution. So here, Shiva, the Divine Mother, is emitting this dreadful roar which sends fear into all the Asuras and egos. Shiva hears it and he sends it back to her. They're both equally delighted to cause pain and suffering to the egos.